Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're nearing the end of our look through the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about in the beloved city, speaking of Jerusalem. Remember, Jesus has been reigning in the millennium for 1,000 years. Satan is loosed for a short time. I don't know how long season will be, a month, 2 months, 3 months, a year. I don't know. It's just a short season. He gathers up all those unbelievers, and we've learned by now these are under the age of 100 years of age, and he gathers all these young people, so to speak, up against Jesus Christ, who's in Jerusalem at this present time, ruling and reigning, and surrounds that beloved city, as we read it here, as Jerusalem. Verse number 9, and the fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. So there is none left standing at this battle of Gog and Magog. Verse number 10, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are. Before we go any farther, I circled that word are. In my Bible, that's a very important word. It did not say where they were, where they are. Remember, 1,000 years earlier, at the Battle of Armageddon, the beast and false prophet, they were thrown into the lake of fire. Remember, y'all remember that? We went over that. They were the first inhabitants of the lake of fire. They did not go to hell. They went to the lake of fire. And we see that when 1,000 years expired, that Satan was cast into the lake of fire, so he would be the third inhabitant of the lake of fire. There's the beast, the Antichrist, the false prophet, and now Satan is cast into the lake of fire, which tells us that there is no such thing as annihilation. A lot of different religious groups and a few different groups of people believe that when you're dead like Rover, you're dead all over, that it's over for you. No, the Bible never teaches that. Matter of fact, you will live somewhere forever, either in the regions of the doomed and the damned, or you will live in heaven or new earth, wherever, for eternity. One of those places. It's very important to note that after 1,000 years plus, the beast and the false prophet are still there. Hadn't been burned up. They haven't been annihilated. They've been suffering. And then I like this, the rest of the end of verse 10, and shall be tormented day and night forever and forever. And a big amen goes there. Satan, who was a tormentor of this earth, well, he will be tormented day and night forever and forever. And I have a note here. If Satan reminds you of your past, remind him of his future. Satan knows what's in this book. Matter of fact, he probably knows it a lot better, at least the material in it, than many of us. I won't get into that, but he knows the end of what's written in this book. So he's going to do everything he can to try to take people with him, to try to destroy God's people and all. But anyway, if Satan reminds you of your past, remind him of his future. Then I have another note. If God can do this to Satan, and he will, think of what he can do to your problems. That's important that we think we have problems. And nothing is insurmountable to God. God could take care of any and all of our problems. And if he and he will do this to Satan, whatever problems we have, they're just, to him, they're not even a problem. To us, I know there may be major problems in our life. But listen, nothing's too hard for God. Nothing is too hard for God. And we see this here. Just another note, a thought, when we were studying this in Revelation 20, quite a few number of weeks ago, that this devil was cast into the lake of fire. I have another note in my Bible. If you could read my Bible, well, you couldn't read my Bible. I got so many notes in it. I have a note here with a question mark, thrown by Adam. I'm just wondering, it could be Jesus, and most people think it's Jesus, and very much could be Jesus who throws Satan into the lake of fire. But it wouldn't surprise me at all if he gave Adam the privilege of throwing Satan into the lake of fire. It wouldn't surprise me at all. Because it's because of Adam, sin entered into the world and death by sin. And because of what happened in that Garden of Eden, maybe that's just kind of a way that Jesus would tell Adam. I'm just speculating, but I could see that Adam is okay. Have at him. just something neat to think about. You know, most people think it's Jesus. It probably is Jesus. I don't know, but it could be Adam. But I mean, either way, we're going to see it take place. And I believe all of heaven will be rejoicing when they see Satan cast into the lake of fire. And after that, well, let me really read the rest of that chapter. And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, whose face from the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. Now, this is speaking of all the unbelievers. We're going to read, verse number 12, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. These are the unbelievers. They're standing at what's called the great white throne judgment of God. And they will also get a resurrected body. We think of the resurrection. No, Jesus put it this way. There's a resurrection of the just and resurrection of the unjust. This is the resurrection of the unjust. The resurrection of the just had taken place earlier. Remember, we talked about all of that now. The unbelievers will be resurrected. And we see, let's finish that. The books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books. We looked at that. We talked about that. They'll be judged according to the word of God, the books. The biblion is the Greek word. They'll be judged according to God's word, according to their works. Verse number 13, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire, and this is a second death. And whosoever was not found in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. We see here now all unbelievers will stand before Jesus Christ. Philippians talk about that, that in the book of Philippians, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. And if you're not saved, I highly recommend that you confess Jesus on this side of the grave and not on the other side of the grave, because one day we're all going to bow down and confess to Jesus Christ that he is Lord. And we better do it on this side of the grave. One other note. Of course, we're kind of finalizing all this. There's something worse than going to hell. We hear it all the time. What's worse than going to hell? Standing before Jesus Christ at the great white throne judgment, being judged, and then you're thrown into the lake of fire. Hell is just a temporary abiding place, if I could use that word, the abode for the doomed and the damned. They're just there until they stand before Jesus Christ. And then eternally, they'll be cast into the lake of fire. All the time I hear people say you'll burn in hell forever and ever. Well, that's good preaching. The problem is it just ain't so. They'll burn in the lake of fire forever and ever. If you all understand the thought biblically, that's the process that takes place. They'll be in hell. They stand before Jesus at the white throne judgment. Then they'll cast into the lake of fire forever and ever. Then we begin in chapter 21 and chapter 22 about a new heaven and a new earth. Remember, we talked about that. That word new does not mean a recreation. It literally means a regeneration, a renovate. It's the same, we use that same word, ye must be born again. That's that same thought when Jesus told Nicodemus, marvel not that I say to you, Nicodemus, you must be born again. I mean, you're made anew, you're made fresh and all. That's what's going to happen to this world.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come join us for our World Missions Conference, a week of revival at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. That's this week, January 23rd through January 27th, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We have special music, missionary reports, and speakers each night. You won't want to miss it. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.